most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to another night here of Max and Friends. We got a good show for you all tonight, but before we get to that show, I got to tell you what we're doing. Now, y'all know Oprah Winfrey and how I and like my aunt CEO are together. How you doing? Because we're both Aquarians and our names both begin with O. Well, check this out. Here's the story. Oprah's got a new show coming on the O Network. The Oprah Own Your Life, it's called the Oprah Class, and it's reserve your spot on Oprah's Ultimate Life Class, Oprah.com. So check that out. I wanted to say that. But I got to say a big shout out to our girl Rolanda Watts and, of course, to our girl Jackie from 227. They are at Rolanda's house chilling. And I saw it on Rolanda's Facebook page. So I wanted to say hi to Rolanda and Jack A. But also, I got to say hi to John Labarca. I was on his radio show this morning. We had a blast. Took my mama. Good times. Speaking of good times, we've got Taja Seville coming on tonight talking about urban farming. Then we got Big Slice coming on. Then on top of that, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on because we got Nico Bloom coming on. We're going to do a Hot Topics shout back with Nico Bloom, political topics. Then on top of that, we also have Thelonious Monk. Now, y'all go to YouTube right now. Check out Thelonious Monk. Go on Facebook. Check out his Facebook page, Thelonious Monk. Buy his t-shirts. He has got over 700,000 hits in 2 weeks with his new YouTube video. And my girl, Eva LaRue from CSI Miami, well, she introduced him to me, and she's coming on the show tonight, too. So we got a big show for you all tonight. It's the middle of summer. I'm not even supposed to be here, but I'm here for you all, because while you're all having good times, I'm here sitting in the studio. So you know what? Let's play Taja Seville, Good Times. And when we're back, Taja's going to be with us. Hit it, Ronan. Good Times on Max and Friends by Taja Seville.
It's such an easy thing to wear around. Just like a loose garment that you need. There's always a better dream that's handed down. I got sleep, yeah. I like to flip the script around.
Just like this.
And nothing holds me down. You know I've got to stay in control. Letting the good and let the bad.
Time.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. That was my girl, Tajasville, the song Good Times. Are you all having good times? That's the ultimate summer song. Now, check this out. By the time Tajasville was 15 years old, she lived in the city on a farm and in a remote forest near the Canadian border. The girl had no running water, no electricity, or access by car. But she studied her butt off because she was determined to go to check this out. Twist in the life, Berklee College of Music. So imagine going from all of that, having no water, no electricity, you end up in Berklee College, and then you're offered a record deal from Prince. Well, Tasha's here tonight because she's going to talk about, you know, I guess now it makes so much sense to me, that aha moment, why Tasha's so passionate about urban farming. So I want you to go to urbanfarming.org, because Urban Farming's mission is to create an abundance of food for people in need by planting, supporting, and encouraging the establishment of gardens on unused land and space, while increasing diversity, rising awareness for health and wellness, while inspiring and educated youth, adults, seniors to create an economically sustainable system to uplift communities around the globe. Founder, music sensation, love is contagious, my girl, Taja Seville. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I am doing so well that I'm even doing better now. Good times, because you're here with me, and you are changing the planet one garden at a time. Tell us about urban farming, Taja.
Well, what we do is we plant food on unused land and space, and we give it to people in need. But more importantly, the gardens serve as a catalyst, the first point of contact with people that are unemployed and laid off and suffering from food insecurity and malnourishment and things like that. And so what we do is we connect people to jobs, opportunities, jobs, training. We teach them how to grow their own food. People have free access to this food with the urban farming community gardens, because they don't have any borders around them. So if people are in need of food, they can just walk onto the garden 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'll tell you, you know, I mean, with what's going on with the economy and everything, people really have needed these gardens. I've had people come up to me, Max, crying and thanking me and thanking us and thanking our team for these gardens, because they don't know how they would have fed their families without them. So, and a lot of the gardens are in food deserts where people don't have access to fresh, healthy food. So, you know, this is a good way for them to get organically grown fresh produce.
Wow. So, you know, it is right, because I was at the farmer's market the other day, you know, and in Connecticut, things are a little pricey here. And I'm thinking, how can people afford to get all these fresh produce? And here's Taja Seville with Urban Farming, making food on people's plates and in their homes available. So now the community gets involved. What made you, like, want to do this, Taja? Was it living on that farm growing up?
Well, you know, I mean, I grew up in Minneapolis, and I lived in the wilderness for 1 year. My parents took us out of school, and we lived up at the cabin. And then after that experience, we went back down to Minneapolis, and about a year later, my father bought a farm. So I was on the farm for about 3 years, and then I went off from there and started into music. And I was recording a CD for Sony in Detroit, Michigan, and I started to become acquainted with all of the unused land in that city and the job loss and the poverty. And so, you know, it sort of took my mind back to, you know, when I had that experience on the farm, and when I saw those big stretches of land, I just imagined food on the land. And I'll tell you, I mean, you know, I started in 2005 with three gardens, and literally like a pamphlet, three gardens and $5,000. And we have now the equivalent of over 50,000 residential and community gardens across the country and abroad. It's a global vision. But right now, it's just more, you know, apropos than ever because of what's going on around the world. Food prices are going up. You know, what's going on with what we just saw with the debt, you know, and all this, you know, all this political stuff going on with raising the debt ceiling is, you know, causing possibly some inflationary situations where food prices go up even farther. So, you know, it's really important for people to remember things like the Victory Gardens during World War II, when 20 million Americans planted gardens in their yards as a part of the war relief effort, and they grew almost half of our nation's produce supply. So when you think about it, Max, I mean, this is really what mankind has been doing from day one. You know, centuries we've been growing food. That's what we do. So, you know, when times are tough, people can plant their own gardens, they can plant community gardens, they can, you know, touch base with urban farming and you know, try to get connected to job opportunities, job training opportunities, particularly in the green collar job industries, to really empower themselves.
Well, you know what, Taja? It's 11:11 in New York, so y'all need to make a wish. But check this out. We are planting seeds here tonight on Max and Friends with Taja Seville, the founder of Urban. I love everything you do, Taja. You know that, right? But check out urbanfarming.org. Because here's the deal, people. It's not only, you know, when they say you plant a seed or you sow a seed, when you give money to urban farming, you indirectly are feeding thousands of people. So it's really your money is growing. Mm-hmm. It's that tree. So you know what, people? Times are tough. Food is expensive. And if you can make a difference in someone's life, all right, let's just step back for a minute, people, because you're all listening right now. Imagine not being able to eat. I would be pissed off. I'm sure you would be too.
I mean, it's a trip too, Max. I mean, and you know, not to interrupt you, but I mean, this is what people are dealing with. They really don't know how to feed their families, and people are suffering from severe food insecurity. They, you know, that's a problem that never closes in your brain until you can fix the problem. You can't even think about what do I want to do with my life, what kind of career. You can't think about anything until you solve that problem. That's like a file folder that never closes when you're trying to figure out how to feed your family.
I get it, baby. Now listen, there's some stuff you're doing with Big Slice. So tell us a little about Big Slice. We're gonna have him on right after too. You know, he's been
he's fabulous.
He could pimp a ride. Can he pimp a garden?
He can pimp a ride, that's right. And he can do a lot of other things too. He really got inspired by the gardens. We connected, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and he actually came out to Detroit. He's been to other gardens because we're in almost half the United States, but he started planting his own garden, and he's had his experiences with that now last year and this year, and it's really grown, you know, like it's become almost like an addiction in a sense. But what he's really, he'll tell you about it, but he's grown for his
he's
family.
He's going to tell us about it. You know what, Taj?
Yeah, he will. He will, yep.
Your love is contagious, baby.
Well, and you know what I would say about good times? Let me say something about good times. Good times, when you download that song on iTunes, you're helping to feed people, because everything I do, I'm putting my CD out now. You know, I put my music on the back burner, but I'm starting now to release my next CD song by song. Good Times is the first one. I've also got a novel coming out. It's called Rain on a River. Everything I do, the novel, the music, anything that I do, partial proceeds go to urban farming. So, you know, if you feel moved to donate, you know, go to www.urbanfarming.org and check out what we've got going on there.
Go to iTunes
and download Good Times. And let's bring Good Times back. Let's bring that back literally for the world.
For real. Summer's almost over on the East Coast. Y'all need to have some good times. And the only way you're going to have good times is if you go to iTunes and buy Good Times by Taja Seville. Because that money that goes there, portion goes to urbanfarming.org. And if you feel so inclined to go to urbanfarming.org, then your love will be contagious. When we're back, we're going to have Big Slice and Taja Seville here, because love is contagious on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Hit it, Ronan.
Nothing left.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Love is Contagious by my girl, Taja Seville. She's here with us right now, and we're talking about urbanfarming.org. Go check it out. Donate your money there. Taja, so you were telling us about Big Slice before we went to your song, and he's picking his peppers right now.
Slice, what are you eating right now?
Slice is in
the
garden.
I know he's in the garden. He's picking food.
So we Slice. Got Slice here.
Can you hear us?
Everybody. Hey, Slice, what's going on, my brother?
He can't hear us. He's in the garden.
It works. It works that way. You know, that's what happens when you get passionate about what you do. But Slice is here. When he finishes picking his peppers, he's going to tell us about how he got inspired by urban farming, Tajasville, and doing what he's doing. So, Slice, are you still picking your peppers? You're here with us right now. All right, Taj. So I want you to tell us now, you know, you're involved with Nile Rodgers, too. Slice will be here in a minute. He's picking his peppers. But, Taj, tell us
about all right, well, let me tell you what we got going on.
Yeah.
You can have lunch. You can come and kick it. And, you know, Max, you could jump in on that bidding. But don't let somebody else have dinner with us. We're going to have a dinner on Charity Buzz. Nile Rodgers and Taja Seville. You can come and kick it with us and have dinner with us, have lunch with us. And, you know, find out more about what both of us are doing. We've really come a long way.
Yeah, go to Charity Buzz and type in. You know, we spoke about this last time because you guys had that Snoop Dogg chill with Snoop in the studio. You guys are doing a lot with Charity Buzz. So, guys,
yeah,
go there because it's nice. It's nice to give money and get something in return. I get how some of you think. So if you go to Charity Buzz now, type in urban farming, you're going to get a chance to win lunch with Taja Seville and Nile Rodgers in New York City. Is that correct?
Yeah, and what's cool, you know, I'll tell you what's cool. Nile and I, we've come a long way. You know, we met a long time ago when I first got started, and we met at Warner Brothers. And, you know, he has his charity, the We Are Family Foundation, and obviously I have urban farming. So, it's really all about trying to make the world a better place, and everybody finds the thing that strikes a chord in their own heart. And, you know, so I have a great, you know, great friendship, and I really admire now and respect him. And so it's going to be a lot of fun just kicking it with him, having lunch. And the lunch, whoever bids, you know, obviously whoever wins the lunch, the money goes to urban farming. And urban farming has an initiative called Play It Forward Now, where we turn around and we give a little bit back to the charity of choice in certain situations. So in this situation, a little bit will go back to Nile's charity.
We had him on here before. He's
I know you did. Yeah. Yeah.
We love Nile. And that night I donated to We Are Family. So everyone start your donating. Hey, Slice, are you with us?
Slice. Where are you?
Slice is MIA in the garden. Well,
he was just on with us.
So you know what we're going to do? Why don't we do this? We're going to throw it right now, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. I got to give you a weather update. So maybe after the weather update, Slice will be back here with us. But check this out, everybody. Right now,
in LA tomorrow.
Oh, Slice, you here? Slice must be.
We already know what it's going to be like in LA tomorrow. It's going to be sunny and nice.
It is, Taj. It's going to be 81 tomorrow with a low of 62. New York is a high of 80 with a low of 68. Florida is 91 with a low of 78. So whatever you guys are doing, get your one-way ticket or a round trip if you want to Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. Check out Delta.com and keep climbing with Delta. Slice,
I love Delta.
I love Delta, too. I think Slice is like the phone is lost in the peppers.
Like, I heard
the
him.
Garden.
Just now.
I'm live on the radio. Keep him over here.
You hear him?
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Hey, Slice. Slice, put down the peppers and pick up the phone.
Slice.
This is the funniest thing, Taj. But this is what happens because love is contagious and so is the garden. It becomes a contagious thing because you know what they say.
It becomes good times.
It does because when you start working with the earth, did you know this? That there's a chemical released in the dirt that goes to your brain and triggers like this really great, like, it's almost like an aphrodisiac. Have you heard that before?
No, man. Are you serious? Where did you find that out? I believe it, though. I'll tell you why I believe that. Because, you know, we get all kinds of people in the garden. And, I mean, we've had people that, you know, I've had women that, you know, don't want to get their nails dirty, and you know, 15-year-old doesn't want to get their shoes dirty. You know, I mean, we've had so many different people, and as soon as they plant a plant, they can't stop. They want to plant another plant. They want to get involved. They want to pick some food, and it becomes like I said before, an addiction. And that's, I mean, I hope Slice gets on. You know, I know he's on there, but I hope he shares.
I'm here.
Hey, Slice, we've been trying. We were like, he dropped the phone and the peppers. We can't get off the Slice. But Slice, you know, why don't you tell us about urban farming and how you got inspired to plant your own garden?
Oh, man. Well, it came to me. It was just like a shipwreck to me. It was just like everybody started telling me about this farming. I'm a city boy. I go to the store and get my stuff, you know. And then they introduced me to Taja, and they kept telling me about this farming and stuff. I said, let me try it. Put some seeds in the ground, and, oh, man, it just blew me away. Just to, as a father, to be able to pull something up out of this ground and feed my family. And I'm always looking for ways to interact with my kids and my family and friends. And this was a bridge for me. It ain't no age boundaries is what I like about it. I mean, all ages, the people I've met, it's actually been calmed me down.
Slice, let me ask you a question. Because, Slice, there's a lot of people tuning in right now who have that same feeling that you had, was I go to the supermarket to buy my food. If you could give somebody an encouraging word about urban farming and the garden, what would it be?
Fresh, better tasting, family. I mean, it's a whole lot of F's that you can do. I mean, fun. I mean, just right now, coming out of the garden, picking my peppers with my kids. They've learned so much, you know, because they school age, and they know more than me, it seemed like. They know about aphids, all the stuff that they're learning, and it's crazy how we're doing it together. But I'm going to tell you, it's fun. If I had to sum it up, fun, feeding family.
Fantastic. And fantastic. And hey, Slice, tell us real quick what you're up to next. What's going on for you?
Oh, man, my thing right now is getting ready to do a book deal on my life and build a custom bus that everybody need to be watching out for. It's going to be a nice-looking bus, and it's going to grow some food on it. I'm going to have fun on it, feeding some people with that, too.
Fantastic.
The urban farming bus, urbanfarming.org.
But check this out, Slice. I have a 67 Caddy Fleetwood. I wish it were in L.A., man, because I would love for you to work on it and pimp it out. We got to start the urban. Hey, Taj, let's do that. Let's do the urban farming Caddy, and I'll drive people to and from gardens here on the East Coast.
I like it. We have a lot of gardens in New York.
Yeah, so maybe we got to talk about that, Slice and Taja. But you know what? Slice, it's been great having you on. Keep doing your garden. Keep inspiring people. Spread the word and plant the seeds. How does that sound?
Oh, man, that's all we can do.
And when your book comes out, I'll be back on the show. All right, Slice, Taj, stay with me. Slice, we're going to let you go. Enjoy the garden. When your book comes out, we want to hear about it here on Max and Friends. Sounds cool?
All right, perfect.
All right, my brother. Have a good day.
I'm tweeting about this, Slice. I'm tweeting right about the bus that you're pimping out right now here.
Okay.
All right, Slice. Have a good night. Taj, stay with us because you know what, Ronan? What is everyone listening to right now? Did I get
L.A. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. We're back with Taja Seville, the founder, creator, lover, because love is contagious, of urbanfarming.org. Speaking of love is contagious, we're having a good time here tonight on Max and Friends. And if you want to have a good time, go to iTunes, type in Taja Seville, get the song Good Times, and some of that money is going to go to urban farming. Taja, what's next for you besides your book, your record deals, all of this going on, your new CD? What do you want your legacy to be, baby?
What more do you want? Let's see. This has kept me very busy. I spent 17-hour days, you know, getting the ball rolling with urban farming. But now I'm really excited about releasing the next CD. It's song by song because, you know, I got a lot of balls in the air right now, juggling many different things. I'm excited about the novel coming out. Very excited about the different people that are getting involved with urban farming, like Big Slice and everything that he's doing. He's got a great heart. You know, he does stuff with Easter seals. He does a lot of stuff with, you know, just really getting the message out about how important it is to be a father in your kids' lives. So, you know, I'm just very happy to be working with the people that we're working with, not only, you know, on the music scene, but with urban farming. So
that's
I think
right.
The thing right now for us to know as a planet, you know, is we've got to join hands. We've got to join hands and start respecting each other and really understanding that we're all connected and pull ourselves out of some of these crazy rides that we've been on with the economy lately. So, you know, urbanfarming.org is a place where you can learn about one of the ways, one of the solutions that we feel, you know, will help the world. And so if you're moved,
we feel it, but it's going to help the world. It really will. And I see it happening.
It is helping right now. Yep. It is. It's helping. It's helping. And I mean, I always tell people, if you feel moved, if it touches your heart, please donate, especially now. This is a time when we've just planted a whole bunch of gardens. And so, you know, it's budgets are you know, diminishing. And so it's a time for us to re-up. And it's really important for us to be able to strengthen. So it's the time to donate if you feel that. You know, if it strikes a chord in your heart to do that,
then do it. Now, listen, Taj, we got to let you go in a minute. But before we let you go, what do you want people to know? Give us, because you always are so inspiring. Go follow Taj on Twitter and follow her as well on Facebook. But what are some words of wisdom you can give us right now before we let you go?
I just, you know, I just really want people to know that we're all connected and we really need to join hands and work together. We're a global world, you know, this is a global world. We're in a global economy. We're a global family. And, you know, I visualize all the time, and I write about it in my songs, you know, about us all getting along and having more fun because we're just more respectful of each other all around the world. So, you know, that's my thing. I live that in my, you know, in my music and what we're doing with urban farming. And the book, you know, that I wrote is called Rain on a River. It's a mystery, but it's got some real, you know, very passionate and
right.
And true stuff in it, integrity in the novel in terms of the protagonist. So I love the book. And then I have another book that I'm writing called The Garden Song, and that'll be out at the top of the year. So,
so
that's the main thing, you know?
Baby, you got it going on. Check out urbanfarming.org because we are family. Taj, thanks so much for being on here tonight. Good times and love is contagious, my darling. I'm going to see you real soon. All right, my Taj.
All right, Max. Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing, Max. You take care.
Right,
I love
baby.
You too.
You too, baby.
All
hey, right. This is the time to tell you all that we've got free apps. So go right now for Android smartphones. We are no longer in the mobile phone. We are in the smartphone world. Get the LA Talk Radio free app. Everybody, because we are family. And when we're back, Eva LaRue from CSI Miami is going to join us because she introduced me too, Felonious Monk. Eva LaRue, when we're back, we are family on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Hit it. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. Welcome back. Are you all enjoying your night? That was Taja Seville. We just had her on. And that was Now Rogers. We are family. Because you know what? We are family. Speaking of family, I got my girl, I got my sister here with us tonight, Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. Welcome back, Eva.
Thanks, Maximilian Succi.
How you doing, my girl?
I am very good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Tonight we got a good show here, and we are so glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you sent me an email just yesterday, was it?
Isn't that funny? A girlfriend of mine forwarded me an email from Thelonious Monk. It was about blank, blank, the budget, and which you, I'm sure, will all look up soon and laugh your butts off listening to. So I forwarded it to all my closest friends, which, of course, you are one of, Max. I just thought it was hysterical. It is the most brilliant, succinct inner voice of all of us. You know, that you can't use all that language to our children and our families, and as we're describing it, but he can.
Well, you know what, Eva? There's only one person that can describe it. That's him. But before we play that reel and we get him on, because I want you to introduce him. But you got CSI Miami coming back, the new season, September 25th.
We do. That's going to be our season opener. We're already shooting our fourth episode right now. We're having a blast. It's going to be an amazing season, our season 10.
Season 10. Do you love being on that show?
I do. I love being on the show. It's a great cast. Everybody's really good friends. We have a really good time.
Well, speaking of good times, do you know that Eva LaRue, everyone, has been nominated for an AMA Award for Best Actress in a Series? How you doing?
I'm very excited.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to play because Eva can't say the words because she's like, you know, CSI Miami, CBS.
Exactly. I can't say the words, although it's what we are all thinking. Everything that Thelonious Monk said is exactly what we're thinking.
Well, you know what's funny? We got CBS News after the show, so stay tuned for that. So we all part of the CBS family. But you know what, Ronan? We want to get that Thelonious Monk real ready so that we don't have to curse. And when we're back, we're going to have Thelonious Monk in the studio. We're going to let Eva LaRue go after that. And then we got Nicole Bloom coming here for a shout back with hot topics and political debates with Nicole Bloom and Thelonious Monk. So you know what, everybody? Check this out, because what we're going to do now is play the Thelonious Monk. Oh, my goodness, Eva, I died. He's got.
Can you really play it? You can play that on the radio?
Baby, this is Max and Friends. We say what we want, okay?
Wow, that's saying a lot. That's a mouthful, my love.
And you know what? Well, better him saying it than me. But check this out. Stay with us, Eva, because when we're back, Thelonious Monk on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Ronan, hit Thelonious Monk reel, please.
Man, Thelonious Monk, man, I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanations today. It's going to be a straight stop it be. This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook? A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal. This isn't Democratic or Republican. This is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face is capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Don't even stop it, B. Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you...
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Felonious Monk. That was his YouTube video that has almost 800,000 hits in 2 weeks. Eva LaRue, thanks for sending it to me.
You're so welcome. It's so weird that I hope everybody goes on and watches the whole thing because it is just brilliant. And well, I've got and the great thing out of it is that I just met Mr. Monk himself online on the phone.
Hey, Felonious, so, say hi to everybody.
Hey, hello, hello. I've got a little echo. I don't know what's going on. It might be me.
I do too. Yeah, I can't hear very well.
It's the government. They're trying to stop us.
Exactly.
It's cool. I thought it was a remix. I thought we were remixing the whole show.
The government must be involved in AT&T.
Yeah. Well, check this out. Eva LaRue. Everyone, go check out Eva LaRue, CSI Miami, new season, September 25th. Eva, I got to thank you so much for introducing us to Felonious Monk, man.
Oh, thank you for introducing me to Felonious Monk. You boys have a great night. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
thank
Eva LaRue.
Nice
good night, baby
you.
Cakes.
Okay, guys. Bye.
You see, Felonious, how we roll here on Max and Friends?
You guys are the greatest.
Well, you're the greatest, man. You got over let's check it right now. I think like 800,000 hits almost, my brother.
I'll tell you what's even crazier. I'll tell you this. That's like my 22nd or 23rd video.
Yeah.
And literally, I think the most views I had on anything was 50,000. And truthfully, the day that I shot this video, is a guy named Samuel Rogers who's done stuff for the LA Times, Time Magazine. He's done billboards down in the state of Florida, and he's my producer. He produces the videos for me. It's actually pretty quality work for a YouTube video. But the second I got up and finished that, and we watched the raw footage in the camera, I said, "This is the one." And he said, "You think so?" I said, "No." I said, "It's perfect. The timing is the exact amount of time." I said, "It was funny to me." And I said, "I think I pushed enough buttons where somebody's going to listen. I think this one is funny." I was surprised that Glenn Beck was the guy.
Listen, not only Glenn Beck, but you got Eva LaRue from CSI Miami listening. She sent it to me. She's like, "You've got to hear this. It's the funniest thing." I was like, "I got to have him on my show. Forget about
that
hearing."
That was the coolest thing ever. Like, you know, for someone who's in entertainment and I'm up and coming, for someone who's, you know, achieved the level of success that she's achieved. I mean, I had people who I told her I was going to be on the radio show and that she would possibly be on, and the first thing they said is, "Oh my God, I love her. I love the show." My manager and his wife are sitting there, and she says, "You know who that is? That's the one. She's in the lab when," and da da da, and they're just, everybody's going crazy. So, you know, it that is awesome to me that it's gotten outside of my regular viewership. You know, that's exciting to me.
Well, it's exciting to us that you're here tonight. I want you to tell us a little bit, because we're going to have Nicole Bloom, who's our political – she's just our political fun girl. We do a shout-back segment. But
cool.
She's going to come on. Tell us a little about Glenn Beck when you were on his show.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about that. I did another video right after we captured Osama bin Laden. And I ripped into Fox News something pretty bad. I mean, I pretty much spoke my mind about what I consider to be biased journalism. Now, to be fair, I don't think any journalism on any of the political shows right now is unbiased. I think all of it's slanted. I just, you know, at that particular time, I chose to say something about Fox News. At the time, I think it was prior to Glenn Beck leaving Fox News. So I don't know if he was a target or not at that time, but, you know, I had some conversation with it. What I found interesting, he played the video, and there was some discussion about whether or not he would post it because they don't really know my political views. They just knew what I said in that video. And Glenn said, "You know what, regardless of his political views, that one's honest." And I can respect that. You know, we don't have to respect each other's politics across the board as long as we have some respect for the truth. And that's the biggest issue I have with the country. So,
Listen, the king of Ghana once told me, because he's a good of Uganda, I'm sorry, king of Uganda, good friend of mine once told me, "The truth crushed to the ground shall rise again." And you speak
it
so truthfully in that video that, you know what, we love it. So everyone, check this out. It's time to hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands, because when we're back, Nicky Bloom, special edition of Shoutback, we got Felonious Monk here. Y'all, check out YouTube, Felonious Monk. Check out the Obama video, if you know what I'm talking about. You already know, because there's 800,000 of you listening. So guess what? Antoine Dotson, hide your kids. And when we're back, Nico Bloom and Felonious Monk on Max and Friends.
He's climbing in your windows. He's matching your people up. Trying to break them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife. And hide your husband, because they're raping them.
somebody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints. And oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Homeboy, homeboy, homeboy.
Got 5'9", 5'10". Coffee complexion, no cut like a Caesar. With two waves and a thin, clean cut, very smooth face. Seeing my sister when I walked in, he had his hands around her neck. First thing was to pull him off of her, and that's what I did.
He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband.
This is Max and Friends, and get ready for a shout-back.
Nico Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
Nikki Bloom, Felonious Monk, let it all out, you guys. Welcome back, everyone, to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. We got Nico Bloom and Felonious Monk. What's up, Nikki?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Shoutback.
It's the truth. And Felonious, you all, Nikki, you saw the video. He's got a lot to say about the debt ceiling, don't you, Felonious?
I've got the more and more to say. I had a small amount of time.
Well, you know what? Say it some more. Because, hey, Nikki, what's pissing you off today about the debt ceiling?
Oh, well, the debt ceiling, actually a lot. I was just watching the speech that the president made in Missouri to a union company, and he said, us bring the jobs back here, let's create jobs here, and everything here is made in China. I mean, it all sounds absolutely crazy and ludicrous. Bring jobs back here, and it should have been here all along, but we're in debt to China, and all the jobs are. Everything's made in China. Everything you pick up, an American flag, made in China. I mean, really, come on now.
What do you think about that, Felonious? What do you think about that?
Two pieces of that. I used to work for AT&T probably 12, 13 years ago. I used to work for AT&T as a developer in their IT department. And probably 6 months after I started working there, they outsourced my entire department to India. Here's the problem with that. As a capitalist company, as a capitalist system, which is pretty much the majority of our economic system here, when you are trying to make money, you try to keep your costs down and increase your profits. It was a lot cheaper for them to hire foreign workers who they didn't have to pay benefits to, they didn't have to pay taxes on, and they basically were working for a third of the cost of one American worker. So you could get, we had a 10-man department. They could basically get 30 people in there for the exact price of us. Or they could get another 10-man crew and pay a third of what they were paying, plus they were saving money on benefits, plus they were saving money on taxes. And in addition to that, the United States government gave them a subsidy for hiring offshore companies. There's a problem. That's a huge problem. So you're right. Bringing the jobs back here, jobs should have never gone, number one. Number two, it's time for the rhetoric to be over. Screw a speech. I don't want to hear a speech. If you're going to give me a speech, give me a speech and tell the truth. Dylan Ritegon, I think is his name. I'm not positive, on MSNBC. The other day just got on the radio, just got on TV and lost it. I mean, he lost it without cussing like I did in my video, but he lost it. And he says what needs to happen is the president needs to get on the radio or on television and say, your Congress is owned by special interest groups. The reason we can't get anything passed right now is because everyone in the United States government, and he should have said included himself, is owned by lobbyists, are owned by special interest groups, and we can't get anything done because we're afraid to tick off one of our special interest groups and lose our money. And if we do that, screw the American people, we're not going to get the money that we want. And so, sorry about your debt ceiling, but I need my money. And that's how I feel. I basically feel like you've chosen 535 people's interests over the entire country's. And fuck Washington. People say, oh, you sound like you're in the Tea Party. Fuck the parties. I want to say this. All of this gang warfare, Bloods and Crips, blue and red, you know, all of that bullshit, because the Republicans are red, they're Bloods. The Democrats are blue, they're Crips. They've got their gang signs, they've got their donkeys and their fucking elephants. If you can't vote any way other than along your party lines, even if you disagree with someone. So we've gotten to the point now where we're sheep. We're collectively sheep. If I say I'm a Republican, I can't criticize George Bush. If I say I'm a Democrat, I can't criticize Barack Obama. And shit, for me, it's even worse because I'm African-American. I can't criticize him because not only am I now selling my party out, I'm selling my race out. Fuck that. Fuck politics of race. Screw the politics of being in a party. Tell the truth. It's tough out here. And I'm not, you know, people are like, oh, get a job. I've got a job. I'm a fucking professional comedian. I thought that entertainment at some point was going to be lucrative. And I'm actually not starving, but I don't have to starve to look around and say I could be doing a lot better. And yes, it is partially the government's fault. Fucking balance the budget.
Nikki, what do you think about that?
Well, I absolutely love the analogy to comparing the Republican Party and the Democratic Party to gangs, and I would have to agree. I've never heard that analogy before, and I would have to agree entirely. I almost wanted to interject and say, Phineas for president. The thing about this is I was watching actually the Republican debates a couple of nights ago, and it's upsetting, and I would have to agree with Phineas said about, you know, I believe that the safety of the country and the economic standing of the country are the two most important things, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Those are the two things that need to be the two top priorities. And I was watching a Republican debate, and they were talking against gays. Their Christian beliefs were so strong. I mean, this is, you know, it's not the Stone Age. It's, you know, the Republican Party needs...
No, Nikki, it's the Stone Age. Everybody's stoned. That's the fucking problem.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's unfortunate when they talk about abortion. They talk about gays. I mean, you know, people are people. Let people be people. But we need to be safe, and we need to get out of the economic crisis, whether you're Republicans, Democrats. People do need to not have just their own interests to be on TV, to hear themselves speak. They need to work together. It will never happen. The socioeconomic standing of this country is falling, and it's failing, and it's happening very quickly. And it's really unfortunate.
Well, you know what, Felonious? I'm giving you the last word. What do you got to say about what Nikki just said?
Well, first of all, Nikki is 100% right. Those are the two issues, and those are the two issues, and people keep telling me it's not as simple as what you're making it. Bullshit. It is as simple as what I'm making it. It's exactly like running a home. The first two things that I have to concern myself with when taking care of my home is the financial security of my home and the actual physical security of my home. Those are the two main issues. One, I've got to get off my ass and get a job, because if I don't have any money, I can't pay my bills. If I can't pay my bills, then it's not secure. Second thing is I've got to make sure I've got an alarm system. I got a lock. I'm living in a good neighborhood. These are the things that we need to take care of. The rest of those things that the moral majority, allegedly, the moral majority you're talking about is bullshit. Now, when you say a Christian majority, then let's go back to the story of the woman who was about to get stoned for committing adultery. The first thing that Jesus said to the people was, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone."
Cast the first stone.
We're casting a lot of stones, and it's discouraging because we're casting these stones, and then periodically we'll find out if a senator or a representative has done ungodly things using taxpayer money, but you're throwing stones at gays and abortion. Forget that. Screw that. Balance my budget. And don't tell me you can't do it with a Democratic Republican, a Democratic president, and a Republican Congress, because it was done during Clinton and during the Clinton era. And let's be honest, Bill Clinton, who was credited with that, did a lot more to fight that happening than anything else. He didn't want any of the taxes raised. And Newt Gingrich, who was pilloried forever, for just being an all-around screwed-up guy, which he may have been or may not have been, but regardless, he was the one who pushed to get the budget balanced. So let's get out of the politics of you know, what party you're in, what race
right,
you are.
Right.
Screw that. Let's get the job done. Let me say this. If Barack Obama were a Republican and I said what I said, people would be saying, oh, that's just because you're a liberal.
Well, you know what? Check this out. You guys, hey, Felonious, can we have you back next week with Nikki?
Whenever you want.
Because here's the deal. If I don't wrap this show up, my debt ceiling here on LA Talk Radio is going to break because I need y'all. Sponsor me, people. We're looking for advertisers right now. So check me out, Max Tucci on Twitter, or email me, maxletalkradio@yahoo.com. We got to wrap this show up. Felonious Monk, it's been great having you here. You're coming on next week. Is that cool?
Next Sunday.
I'm going to give you and Nikki a good half hour. We're going to have Jamie Chandler also here. He's a big political analyst as well. And he's cool because he's bipartisan. He's not into Democrats or Republicans. He's into it all. So on that note, everyone, I got to wrap this show up. Felonious Monk, it's been great having you here. Nico Bloom, thank you for a special edition of shout out. We're going to have you guys back next Sunday on Max and Friends. Stay tuned, everyone. You know, we're here on Monday too, but get your iPhones, get your smartphones, get what you need to get, and get the free app for LA Talk Radio. Felonious, have a great week. I'm going to talk to you after the show. Nico Bloom,
thanks,
have a wonderful week. I'm going to talk to you after the
thank
show.
Thank you.
LaRue, thanks so much. Slice, thanks so much. Taja Seville, love you all. Love you all for listening. Stay tuned. Take life to the max. And here you go, CBS News after the show. Love y'all.